Theon Govender, East Coast Radio.
You can't say you love 90s R&B and not have some Mariah in there. You just can't. Especially the ballads. I had this conversation with somebody recently at a wedding. I was emceeing someone's wedding, right? And I said to them, 90s R&B love songs just hit differently. The words made you feel goosebumps, you know? Nowadays, we get all that popcorn on TikTok. Not the same. Not the same. It's like I was trying to hear the words of one of the songs that we play often here, right? And we'll mention what it is. And I was like, nobody talks about love anymore. Nobody talks about love songs anymore. Am I right, Fahida from Sport? Nobody talks about that.
You're right. You are.
You from the current generation?
That's why I'm laughing, because I'm a little bit of an old soul.
Okay.
Yeah, so I listen to your music. I'm all over your Instagram all the time, so yeah.
Okay. So, by the way, she's talking about Instagram because I share music knowledge on Instagram. It's like my Instagram is like radio, but not. I just talk about music. But anyway, we are talking about something very important here today. And maybe, Fahida, you can vouch for me, right? If your friends invite you out for like a meal, let's go have a meal, wherever it is. If they invite you, who should pay for that?
I think it depends on who the group is. See, that's a tricky. It's a tricky question. Okay. It depends on who the group is. If it's my bras, then sometimes we have each other's backs.
Yeah.
But if it's I don't know. Sometimes with different friends, we share the bill.
Yeah.
With others, if you're the one that's inviting me, do you pay for it? It's a situation dependent thing.
So you would say that depending on the caliber of the friendship,
right?
They would pay for it. So, obviously, if somebody's winning more in life and they have indispensable income, they should pay for everybody else. Is that what you're saying?
If we're friends for over 10 years, you're paying for my bill. If you're the one that invited me, you are paying.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I totally agree that if somebody invites you, then obviously you should be responsible enough to say, I brought the idea out and I should be paying for this. But what happens if you go out with friends that buy only more expensive things just because you are paying?
I call them out.
You would?
I call them out.
You'd say, hey.
Listen, I'm on a tight budget.
Yeah.
The budget is ...
Yeah.
Pick wisely.
Hmm.
If it's that snack burger, take the snack burger.
Yeah. So we'd love to know from you, 061-792-9495, if your friends or even your acquaintances, we got to say the word acquaintance sometimes, because sometimes acquaintances would invite you out. And it's nice to know where the boundaries are in that outing. Should it stay or should it go? Paying for the bill if you invite others out. I was saying this to a friend as well. If you invite somebody to go to the club, that's a very heavy bill.
It's a very, very heavy bill. Too heavy.
So if someone does invite you and they're willing to pay, you should go.
Good afternoon, Dion G. It's Michelle. Well, usually if it's my friends and I going out, irrespective of who invited who, we take turns in paying the bill. If it's on a date that I'm going on, I usually go Dutch, meaning I pay my fair share of the bill and the guy pays his share. But sometimes the guy insists, you know what, he invited me out, so he pays the bill.
Hi KZN, this is Marnie from Glenwood. When I go out with my friends and family to restaurants, you know, unless it's otherwise mentioned, we pay for ourselves. But what I do always do, I'm that person that will send the bill around the table. I'll add it all up just to make sure that the waiter is getting enough tip.
Hi Dion, hi KZN. This is Lungile from Pietermaritzburg. And with today's discussion, I genuinely believe the context in which you invite people, you need to stipulate whether you expect them to split the bill equally or you will be covering the expenses for the bill.
Hi, Dion. Kerry here from The Crest. I think it should definitely go when you invite others out that you pay for the bill. There are many nights I feel like going out and I don't want to be by myself. Does that mean I can afford to pay for 5-6 people? No, it doesn't.
East Coast Radio.
The early 2000s saw this guy coming to the scene. It's sad that he only made one big album. And I Wish, Carl Thomas on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hip music station. The Big Walk is coming. with Suncoast. And you can walk it your way, Sunday, 26 May. You can do a 5 kilometer or 10 kilometer. Entry fee costs you 150 Rand. You can do it via the site, durbanbigwalk.co.za. If you're a person that's counting steps, this is the best place to get your steps going, especially if you have those smart watches and you want to count those 5 to 10,000 steps, depending how long you walk. I always tell people 5 kilometer is nice. It's easy. If you can walk a mall in the weekend, you've actually done it. The difference is you're going to be with a whole lot of other cool people doing it. So this is the place. This coming May, the Suncoast Big Walk is going to be really something special. So I highly suggest if you want to register, go to durbanbigwalk.co.za. We are talking about a very interesting topic today. When your friends invite you, or you invite your friends, out, who pays? Bex from PMB, welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Good, thank you. So, what do you think? Paying for the bill if you invite others out? Should it stay or go?
I think in this day and age, it should go. Life's too expensive.
Okay, so what are you saying? If people only one-sided ask you out, and if... Is it okay for them to pay?
We've got a deal, like with friends and family. If we're going out, if we're meeting up, you pay for yourselves. You look after yourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would split the bill, open it up, then count?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So somebody's got to do accounting right there at the table then.
That would be my husband.
I love it. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the share, Bex. Have a great afternoon.
You too.
Take care. Bye. I love the honesty. Keep them coming. 061-792-9495.
Hi, D&G. This is Crescenta from Phoenix. Paying the bills? Well, my family, we always split the bills if we're just going out on a regular evening. But if it's a special occasion like somebody's birthday or Mother's Day, Father's Day, or whatever it is, then that person will not be paying for themselves.
Hi, Dion. It's Sia here from Freight. So my rule is, if you disturb the peace, you disturb the wallet. If you invite people out for drinks, movies, whatever, please be ready to fit the bill as well, because why are you inviting people out?
KZN, you're speaking to Nandi from Durban. My husband and I have an entertainment budget every month, so whenever we do go eat out, we just take from our entertainment budget and we pay the bill because it's combined.
Hi, Dion. It's Tapiwa here from Glenwood. This whole issue of who settles the bill when you go out, 50 Cent addressed this issue a few years ago on the Stephen Colbert late night show, and he just said that whoever makes plans has to then settle the bill for the plans.
East Coast Radio.
You know what? I don't know what's going on with the music department, but you guys are blessing us with so much boy bands. And don't worry, in the next hour, if you're a boy band fan, we got something special coming your way. But this is Westlife. And I'm a bit sad to say this, but I actually have the CD of the greatest hits. If only I had a CD player, though. I don't have a CD player. It's like the other day we had this conversation. Do you have CD players? No, we have our gaming consoles. Like, I'm a gamer. The other day I was putting a Blu-ray on my PlayStation to actually watch a movie. But then I realized, who buys Blu-rays anymore? You can stream anything you want. Anything you want. So, guys, that's a topic for another day. The things we are attached to that we need to let go of because technology is catching up. Yeah. But anyway, something else that technology is catching up with is the conversation we have against time. And if you take someone out or you invite somebody out, who should foot the bill? This is what you had to say, KZN, as we wrap it up.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Aloshni. In the Pillay family, when we go out among cousins, we share the bill together, whether it's for breakfast or going out for supper.
Anastasia Jasper, Mike, everybody's favorite. We all generally just get our own. We all just go Dutch.
Hi, Dion. It's Arushan from Overport in Durban. And in terms of who settles the bill when going out, in terms of going out with your partner, well, my way of thinking is it should be half-half. One occasion, maybe a guy should pay, and next occasion, the girl should pay. So that's how I see it. Cheers, bye.
Good afternoon. It's Mandy. When we go out, we have one of two ways that we split the bill. Sometimes each person pays for what they'd ordered. Other times, we just take the bill bill, split it by the amount of people, and you just pay the same amount.
Hey, Dion G, this is your boy Brandon. Yeah, if we're going out with certain friends, we all gotta share the bill equally. And if I do invite somebody and if I say I'm paying, well, either way, you still just gotta enjoy yourself. You know, you live once, make the best of it.
East Coast Radio.
I gotta say this, right, guys? And this is very interesting, right? We've got to be self-aware of this.
Okay.
Very important, right? I actually fell prey to this, where I used to invite a friend, right? This person has now downgraded the plan. They're no longer a friend. They lost all benefits. They're now acquaintances, right?
Yeah.
Because when they were a friend, right, I used to be a good person, say, hey, let's go hang out, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go to whatever fast food outlet, right? And this person would go for the McFeast Deluxe all the time.
Oh my
all the time, right? All the time.
Aww.
And then eventually what happened was, this person said, when are we doing it again? So I was like, okay, sure, next week. And then the person asked me, but I ended up paying all the time, you know? I think he says, no, Dion is this guy. He's cool, man. He can do it, right? Then one day I realized, I said, hey, there's a leech amongst us.
There's a leech amongst us.
Amongst us, right? And I need to do something. I'm not going to pray for the person. I'm just going to isolate myself from the next time you do it. So the next time you WhatsApp me, I'm going to give you that blue tick satisfaction that I read it, but I ain't coming.
Dion. But I have a question. Why don't you call the person out to say, listen, let's have a meeting and say, this McFeast Deluxe story of yours is not working out for me. I do not like it. You are probably doing it to other people also. Please, can you stop doing this? Call the person out, because now this person doesn't know what they've done to you. Maybe it's hurt you, and you, and now they don't know. Now they're just, this person's blue ticking me. They've isolated. Don't be toxic like this person.
Well, that's why I said it on the radio. Maybe they just heard it.
It's Leon Govender, East Coast Radio.